The hashtag Buffalo Wild Wings is trending on social media. It could be because the fast food chain Arby's, famous for its roast beef, is making a move on the wings. Arby's has reached a $2.4 billion deal to acquire the Buffalo Wild Wings chain. With their Wings Beer Sports slogan, this could be a match made in meat lovers' heaven. Maggie Lake hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake, and she joins us now. Maggie, so you got a fast food chain, Arby's, and Buffalo Wild Wings, a sit-down place. What's this marriage about?
Yeah, you know, I think it's about trying to use this turnaround strategy and see if they can have a repeat. Arby's is owned by Roar Capital Group, and they've done a pretty good job of turning around Arby's. And I think they looked at Buffalo Wild Wings and thought, some crossover maybe in our customers, and there's an opportunity here. Remember, Buffalo has also had an activist investor pushing for change, so they had sort of help and someone asking for that. And this gives work a foothold in that casual dining. Right now, what they own is really fast food, Arby's, Jimmy John's, Carl's, things like that. So they're going to see if they can make it happen. I think what they're going to try to do, look for them maybe to try to bring in some of these limited offerings. It's a meat extravaganza, right? Isn't it? Like you said in the beginning, but some of these limited offerings.
Well, but we know that it's huge. I mean, Buffalo Wild Wings has, 1,200 locations, 10 countries. I am not a meat eater. When I picture it, it's like some gloppy stuff on some wing. But that's because business has cooled off because there are healthier and cheaper options like Chipotle. So what are they doing? I mean, has it cooled off because people are maybe turning away towards healthier stuff?
I think a lot are. I think you've still got a lot of meat lovers and people who want that guilty pleasure. But remember, it's not just competition from healthy food. People are also eating in. Think of all those box grocery services. I use Blue Apron, for example. It's made it a lot easier. And there are a lot of apps, if you do want to eat fast food or have a guilty pleasure, that let you get home delivery. It's so easy now. You don't have to leave your house. So they need to try to combat all of that and really make dining out, even on this casual level, an event. And that's why I mentioned those limited editions. Arby's has had that venison burger that everyone was crazy for and fried turkey sandwiches. And they're right around those holidays. And I think that they need to do something like that to draw people in, to give them an excuse to leave their house. I think Buffalo Arby's owners work are also going to see if they can expand the customer base, maybe away from that beer and sports that Buffalo Wings is known for.
By the way, Blue Apron, that's the one that sends you the ingredients and then you cook it?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Delicious.
So just so people know what that is. We mentioned Chipotle, but they had problems, some foodborne illness outbreaks, and the founder's now stepping down as CEO because he hasn't been able to turn that company.
Yeah.
So what's their issue?
That's right. And it shows just how tough it is out there, right? Chipotle kind of redefined the idea that fast food could be healthier and healthier options, but they have really struggled to rebuild this brand. Top priority has got to be getting their operations and supply chain rock solid. They've been hurt by health incident after health incident just when you think they're coming out of it. They also had a data breach earlier this year, which hurt. But interestingly, some of these industry watchers say they need to change up their menu. Customers are getting bored. Hmm. You just can't come out with an offering. You've got to change it up. You've got to make it exciting. Remember the unicorn frappuccino? I mean, that's the kind of experience people want to Instagram about, put on social media and enjoy.
Oh, God. You have to have things that would get put on social media. Maggie Lake.
That's right.
Host CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Maggie, thanks as always.
Thanks so much, Robin.